You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Okay, let's get it. Locked On LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Piscona, ESPN Radio, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, CST, right here for the Locked On LSU podcast. Another get in recruiting for Ed Orgeron of the Football Tigers, and another possible coming tonight on Friday. We'll get to that here in a moment. But Cam Thomas, a lifelong dream came true Thursday night at the Barclays Center, the NBA draft going on. And Cam Thomas will be playing his professional basketball right where he walked across that stage. Thomas, the 27th pick in the first round of the draft by the Brooklyn Nets. So, just a little history here. Since 1947, LSU has had 56 players taken in professional basketball drafts, including 16 first-round picks. Cam Thomas, interestingly enough, becomes Will Wade's first-round pick since he's been in Baton Rouge. Of course, Cam Thomas had a dominant freshman season. He was a second-team All-American, first-team All-SEC. He was he led Division I freshman in scoring. He was the fourth leading scorer in all of Division I basketball. 22 games with 20 points or more, averaging 23 a game. I know that's an awful lot of numbers, but effectively you're talking about a guy that was a five-star coming in out of Oak Hill Academy, the 25th best prospect in the country, and Will Wade from jump made it known what Cameron Thomas was going to be. He was going to be a team that was a guy that was counted on leading this team in scoring, and he did just that. Now Cam Thomas makes the jump to the next level in Brooklyn, and it's interesting that he'll be teamed up with a guy who sort of resembles his game in James Harden, a guy that is certainly known for offense, not known necessarily for defense or sharing the basketball. It'll be very interesting to see if that's what Cameron Thomas's game takes on at the next level, or if he becomes more of a multidimensional player. You know, at LSU, Cameron came in and wasn't asked to be a guy that played a ton of defense or shared the basketball. I mean, you had Javonte Smart as your point guard, and this was going to be a deal where Cameron was off ball, and he was going to move, and he was going to get the ball, and he was going to create his own offense. Either, you know, three-pointers, pulling up from the elbow, putting his head down, getting to the basket, and finishing or going to the line. You know, the game that comes to mind always is the first game LSU played against Georgia this year, where Cameron Thomas was ice cold from the floor in the first half. And in the second half, he just decided he was going straight to the rack. And he finished, and when he didn't, he went to the free throw line, and he ended up converting 15 of 16 free throws in that ball game, which paced LSU and allowed the Tigers to get the win that day in the Maravich Center against Georgia, even when his shot wasn't falling. So it's going to be certainly fun to watch Cameron Thomas develop this year and throughout his career. And hopefully he's in a really good spot there in Brooklyn with some of the best players in the league. Of course, with Harden, who's an MVP, Kevin Durant, who is a league MVP, and we'll see how his career continues to grow as he's going to be coached by a Hall of Famer there in Steve Nash. So congrats to Cam Thomas on being picked in round one. As for Trendon Watford and Javonte Smart, they went undrafted, so they will look to sign free agent deals and hopefully follow a path that other Tigers have. Antonio Blakeney certainly comes to mind, guys that went undrafted. Naz Reid recently went undrafted but found a way through either a two-way contract or starting out in the G League to get an opportunity in the NBA and make the most of it. And here's hoping those guys will have that opportunity as well. It is the Locked On LSU podcast, your team every day. We're brought to you by Built Bar and BuiltBar.com. Best-tasting protein bar in the world is Built Bar and BuiltBar.com. Find your favorite flavor right now at BuiltBar.com. And when you order, make sure you use the code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order at BuiltBar.com. Built Bar, the Olympics going on right now. They are the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. How cool is that? So when you see U.S. Olympians in track and field, you know that they are staying nourished with Built Bar just like I do and like you should as well. BuiltBar.com. BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15 to save 15% off your order at BuiltBar.com. Another day, another get for Ed Orgeron for the class of 2022. 3-star tight end Mason Taylor made it official, pledging for the LSU class of 2022. He picked LSU over some major players, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Texas A&M, Pitt, FSU, Miami. The really interesting thing is that this is another legacy of a pro football player. I mean, we've seen quite a bit of legacies rolling through the LSU program here of late. Of course, Garrett Nussmeier is on campus. Max Johnson is on campus. And we know Walker Howard is a legacy at quarterback who's coming in as well. And now Mason Taylor, who's the son of NFL legend Jason Taylor. And if you might remember this story, but Jason Taylor married the sister of his former teammate, Dolphins linebacker Zach Thomas. Well, they're no longer married, but Mason is a child from that marriage. So certainly he has great genetics that are playing clearly in his favor. So congrats to Mason Taylor on his commitment to LSU. He is the number 16 tight end in the country for 2022. He is, when you look at his profile, 6'4.5", 230 pounds, obviously in for the class of 2022. He's a 3-star. Nationally in the 247 composite, ranked number 381 overall. So congrats to Mason Taylor out of Florida on his commitment to LSU in the class of 2022. As that class stacks up right now for the Tigers, 15 commitments, still a heavy class in Louisiana with 10 of the commits from Louisiana, 2 from Florida, 2 from Georgia, 1 from Michigan. And it is worth noting, you know, Ed Orgeron, obviously, since he's been the head coach, has put a real emphasis on the tight end position being a pass-catching role. Of course, we saw that with Thaddeus Moss. That's what Eric Gilbert was brought in to do. He obviously is no longer here. That's the role Cole Taylor is going to play this year for LSU, and obviously a guy like Mason Taylor will fill that role in the future. Now, remember, LSU did sign Jalen Shedd in this most recent class, but he has already left the program, so LSU is a little thin on numbers. Remember, they've already got Jake Johnson committed for the class of 2022. Now, he's the number 2 tight end in the country. He's a high 4-star, and that is Max Johnson's younger brother. So he's out of Georgia, but Jake Johnson is committed. But with Jalen Shedd defecting, clearly LSU was looking to add another tight end in this class. So along with Jake Johnson, now they've also added Mason Taylor. A couple of kids of NFL stars with Jason Taylor and Brad Johnson. Now, LSU could also boost their class to 16 commits after tonight. Emory Jones, 4-star offensive lineman from Catholic High in Baton Rouge, he is set to make his commitment Friday night, 6:30 p.m., and all the 247 crystal balls have him picking LSU. So we're looking at an LSU offensive line that is very likely going to lose 4 of its 5 starters after this season. It is going to be a totally new group next year, and LSU's got to go heavy on the offensive line. They've got 5-star Will Campbell already committed for the O-line, and a couple of lower-rated prospects as well. Bo Bordelon, a 3-star out of Newman in New Orleans, and you bet that they'll be looking at a few more. And I didn't intend for it to be this way, but there is actually, as I'm recording this podcast now, a little more breaking news regarding the LSU class of 2022, and it's significant news. Let me get to that here in just a quick second. It is Locked On LSU, your team every day. So sometimes this happens, like as we're recording a podcast, news breaks, and that is the case right now as Jacoby Matthews has decommitted from LSU. He is a 5-star safety out of Ponchatoula, one of the highest-ranked commits for LSU's class. He is backing off of his commitment, at least for now. He posted on Instagram, first off, I'll read it to you. First off, I want to thank the man above and the entire staff at LSU. To all the Tiger fans and commits, it will forever be love whether we get together or battle on Saturdays. After deep consideration, my parents and I have thought a lot through, and I have decided to decommit from LSU and reopen my recruitment. Respect it, please, and thank you. So Matthews has been committed since April 23rd. So it's been just about 3 months that he's been committed. And listen, he's a Louisiana native, and he's been a guy that's been a pretty active recruiter for this class in the past few months. But now LSU's got to sort of press that reset button to see if they can get Matthews back in this class. Now, when he picked LSU, he had a top six that included Florida, USC, Texas, Arizona State, and Clemson. Now, Alabama and Oklahoma were other teams that had previously made his list, but were not among his six whenever he picked LSU. So you're talking about a guy in Jacoby Matthews that not only is one of the best players in the state of Louisiana, he's listed as the third best player in Louisiana behind Walker Howard and Will Campbell, who are already committed to LSU, but in the 247 composite, he's the number 27 overall player in the country. He's the number two safety in the country, and he is a five-star. So you're talking about a five-star who's from 40 minutes down the road at LSU, and LSU's got to work to get this guy back in the boat, so we'll see if they're able to do it. Now, some of what I've heard is that he is had been leaning Texas A&M. So don't be surprised if in really short order, Jacoby Matthews does in fact pick the Aggies. But still a lot of time before the December signing date for Ed Orgeron and the staff to get Matthews back in the boat. We'll see how this might go. Okay, that's going to do it for us here on the Locked On LSU podcast. Have an awesome weekend. If you haven't done so yet, please subscribe. Remember also about the Locked On Bets podcast. Betting doesn't have to be a guessing game when you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favored picks, and Lee Sterling's Lock of the Day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, Locked On LSU, your team every day.